Let's take a deep breath. This is our month of developing a deeper relationship, a deeper mastery in living from abundance. We're not working towards abundance. We're not seeking abundance. We're living from abundance. It is the practice, because abundance is our nature. Abundance is our birthright. Abundance is everywhere presence. Our practice is alignment. We're not seeking after. We're reminding ourselves and remembering what's already true. If you were to hold a quarter right now, depending on how you held that quarter, either the head side or the tail side would surface as you glance down at that quarter. Both are required for the coin to be complete. And there are two poles in the land of polarity that are required for the experience of abundance. One is giving and one is receiving. Equally important that we charge our environment in order to bring about the experience, the demonstration of that which is possible. So we charge our environment negatively with the giving, which means we create a negative pole. We create a vacuum so that we can draw unto us, through the act of giving, we create a vacuous environment. But equal unto it is the willingness to receive, which is the attractive environment. So between a vacuum and that which pulls, or the law of attraction, there is this continual cycle or circulation that's required for an ongoing experience of abundance. Just as there is no new baby without the male and the female, so is there no real abiding abundance without giving and receiving. So this week, we focus on the giving aspect, that we might heighten, deepen, expand, extend in greater ways than ever before our understanding of the power of giving. May we each seek on a daily basis opportunities and awareness where we might give in ways we'd never even considered before. That all the giving we've done before has paved the ground so that we this day might recognize what we might give unto the body of life. And when the nudge or the pull to give occurs, we do not rationalize that act, that opportunity. We lean into it, recognizing that it is the source of the possibility of our experience of true abundance. Khalil Gibran, in his essay on giving, writes, "You say you would give, but only to the deserving. The trees in your orchard say not so. They give that they may live. For to withhold is to perish." And something deep inside of us knows that this is true. To withhold is to perish. So we practice this week giving freely and fully, giving our care, giving our love, giving our companionship, giving of that which is material. So we give in every aspect of life, in the material realm, in the financial realm, in the emotional realm, even in the physical realm. We give unto ourselves and each other, that which is life-producing. What would you like to give? Take your mind a little off the things and move it now to the qualities or the essence of what you would like to give. What would you like to give, really? Money were no object. Your access were no object. What would you like to give? And for a moment, just give yourself the opportunity to give that and see how it feels. In your mind, give yourself the opportunity to give whatever it is you would really like to give. And feel how that feels. For most of us, it's a deeply satisfying feeling to be that connected to the one source and the one power that we can give how we've always wanted to give, but we were too afraid. This week we focus on giving. And if you knew you were connected to a source of which there was no end, with you before your birth and after your human death, that source, your very life itself, asking you only to delight in the experience of life, of aliveness in all its many forms. This week we focus on giving. And we trust the cycle of life do what it does, which is always bring back to us in the multiplication that which we have focused upon and sent forth. You can plant one acorn. You have a mighty, mighty oak tree. That which looks small to the human mind is immense in spirit. And you are of spirit. You are abundance itself, discovering who you really are. We practice this week by entering into the field of giving. Begin to discover how great, how really great are.